Also, we have two headless men.
I want them to
Hey, we're going to go visit the public school. Public school is where they teach you what's good and what's bad. And I make sure you learn it pretty well. We all know the number 666 is bad numbers. But in the public school, we have to learn the good numbers. We are the good numbers. They are 4, 4, 4, and 4. And you take these good numbers and you can make some neat things out of them. Boys and girls, you see that? It makes that pretty flower that I have here on my arm. Also, in public school, we have the good color. We have a color we have to learn. It isn't yellow. It isn't brown. It is white. White is a good color in the public school. So before we go, make sure you remember, white is a good color. And then you go and visit the school you're going to go to the land of make-believe, and there's going to be a puppy show. But the puppy show, the wife is important. So, off we go. And we're into the land of make-believe. So let me get the puppy show going. Here we are in the land of make-believe, and remember the color white was important. That's the color of the physical White House. The White House is where the president lives. This is the president. He's in control of all the weapons in the United States, so he can do anything he wants. You want to say hi to the boys and girls, Mr. President? Oh, hi, boys and girls. I'm glad to be here. And this is Mrs. Slutinski. She also hangs out at the White House. Would you like to say hi to the boys and girls, Mrs. Slutinski?
Hi, boys and girls. It's nice to see you.
Okay, boys and girls, while we're in the land of make-believe, we're going to learn how to blow up a paper bag. And we're going to learn how to make it pop. Mrs. Slutinski, have you ever popped a paper bag? I don't know a lot, but I am a pop very many. I like to be pop. She can blow me up and pop me anytime. I even have a stamp to where she can get me. Where? Is that your nose? Is that the stamp? No, it's nowhere. Here, I'll pop it out for you. Well, you do have a stamp. But I ain't blowing you up, Mr. President. That's why Fonzie wanted you to meet me. Miss Potensky, you exploded the president. Wow, that was really fun. He got something inside him. Why, he has that pretty flower inside him. Well, Miss Potensky, you know, and you messed up the land of make-believe because you overstated and exploded the president. So you got to go.
Do you want a kiss, Mr. Hitler?
No, I don't think so. After where that you just had your lips. Okay, can you say bye to the boys and girls?
Does Mr. McFeely meet up in New York?
I'd like to see him first. No, I don't want to do that.
Okay, bye, boys and girls.
Okay, so we're back to Mr. Hitler's neighborhood. Left line to make up. So remember, boys and girls, that Mr. Hitler is always watching you. He's always there. And sometimes he's hiding, and many times he's hiding behind the American flag. So Mr. Hitler's neighborhood, that's where he is sometimes. So look carefully. And when you see him in school, come and visit you sometimes, you remember how to seek his sign. You forgot how to seek his sign? Shh, I'll show you again. So next time you see Mr. Victor, make sure you do the secret sign. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Won't you?
He has to get the main room. Wow, Mr. Heffer is out of the box.